Well, happy New Year from all of us at See Her Love. And today, we look at our past New Year shows, where we share our words from the new year ahead that challenged and changed us, that shaped and transformed us, that encouraged us, and set the foundation for how we lived into each new year. And as you listen to our words, maybe take a moment to think and formulate your word for this coming year. Who do you want to become? What do you want to do more of? How do you want to live this year? What character trait is something you want to be more known for? And what fruit of the Spirit do you want to live into? So, are you ready to celebrate with me? Because I certainly am. And I hope our words inspire you this new year. That's coming up right now.
From Crossroads Media, this is See Her Love with Melinda Esterbrooks.
Season 11,
episode number 17.
Welcome to See Here Love, and thank you for joining me as we celebrate a new year ahead. We're looking back at our past year, which has been filled with chaos, insecurity, confusion, fear, and feeling rather untethered. So we're exhaling and taking pause to review, recalibrate, and with hope, anticipate this coming year with a renewed sense of purpose, joy, and love. And I think the best way to inspire and encourage us and me is to look at some of our best New Year's moments over the years. So, we begin with our New Year's show that was taped and aired a few months before the world shut down, before the pandemic. So listen closely, as we had no idea what was ahead, what was in store for us, but somehow, our words for this new year set us up for a life-altering, world-changing experience that changed our lives forever. Melanie has volunteered to go first.
Hey, Melanie.
And now here's what's, we don't know the words, so this will be really interesting. Okay, Melanie, your word.
All right.
You gonna hold it up? Okay,
here
we go.
Word.
Ooh! Oh. I love how we're all like, yes, bravo!
Yeah.
Okay, so well, say it out loud.
It's fearless.
There.
And, you know, words are powerful, and I love this idea of using a word to sort of encapsulate what you're thinking for the year. And I chose this word because I truly want to fear less. I feel like fear is something that I constantly battle, and I just really, you know, as God places things in front of us, you know, sometimes we shrink back, and sometimes we think, oh, that's too hard for me, but attached to this is Joshua 1:9 for me, and just God's encouragement to us to not be afraid. You know, he's like, be strong and courageous, and, you know, don't be afraid. I am with you wherever you go, and the thought of that alone is enough for us to say, I don't need to be afraid because God is with me. If I walk into this situation that I've never done before, that I may not feel like I have all that I need, God's like, I'm with you. I have everything and I can do this, right? So any unknowns that we're going to face for the new year, anything that we might not have ever done before that might make us fearful or things that have hung over us from before, we can know that we don't have to be afraid. God's got it all.
Good. So fearless. Good. Bravo. So I like this. Is affirming time.
Yes.
That's a good one. I love that. Thank you. All right. Who would like to go next?
All right, I'll do it. So I love this concept of the word. So about, I would say, 3 years ago, I switched over from a New Year's resolution to a word. Because like you said, by January 3rd,
oh, yeah.
It was over.
Oh, yeah, gone. Yeah.
And even like, so 2 years ago, I chose the word community, where I realized as an adult, making friends is hard. And just in all the ways that we can create excuses to step back away from relationship and use busyness as an excuse. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to just decide that this year I'm going to lean into community, whether that be a CrossFit gym or my church or whatever it is, I'm going to lean into community. And that was an incredible year of incredible friendships.
Oh, nice.
And last year, the word I had this past in 2019 was joy. And I was like, I'm just going to lean into joy, whatever that looks like. And so then end up doing crazy things like jumping out of an airplane and going on my first vacation.
Is that joyful?
It is so
okay,
joyful.
Sorry, because I was like, that's fearless.
I was laughing.
Exactly.
Yeah. just seeing joy in every little normal moment of life. I really felt I wanted to have a word that expressed a simple posture. Mm-hmm. And so it's a simple word, and it's the word yes.
Oh, that is good.
And my yes is to all things. My yes is to God. My yes is to people around me. My yes is to circumstances. And I feel like to have that posture in life, in all situations around us, it just kind of opens you up for adventure.
Love it. Yes. Good. Yes. Yeah. All right. Okay, Cheryl, your word of the year. Can't wait to hear it.
Moment of truth. Okay. I am blown away by the words so far. This is a big one for me. Authenticity.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Beautiful. Yes. It is big.
I'll tell you why. I have a hard time sort of letting my guard down. Mm-hmm. And I had a nice time with the Lord, and he is really impressing on my heart to bring my mess. Mm-hmm. That it does, whatever I'm bringing doesn't have to be perfect and excellent and well packaged. And I'm such an overachiever in that sense. And he's like, bring your mess, bring your flaw, bring your mistakes. Mm-hmm. And he loves the messiness of our lives. Mm-hmm. That's what he wants. Mm-hmm. And so as I draw close to him in a more authentic way, I feel like I will then live a life that's more authentic, which means I'm going to speak from a place of authenticity, minister from a place of authenticity. And that is what I believe attracts unbelievers and those that are sort of hardened and broken and hurting. They just want a very real, practical, authentic gospel. Mm-hmm. So the fruit of that is just living in these beautiful, authentic relationships. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think we try to be too perfect and we do a disservice, you know. God wants us to be that shattered, beautiful stained glass, all these fragmented pieces that he's putting together. And then with his light pouring through us, we just give off this beautiful glow of his presence.
Yeah. Love it. Well done. Yes. Good job. Thank you.
Not easy, but
great. Yeah. Perfect. Love it. Bravo. All right, Anne.
Okay. A difficult year. Our last little one who we adopted from China has a congenital heart defect, and we've had several heart surgeries. And this past year, we were facing another heart surgery, and eventually we will have a heart transplant in our future. So a lot of, Lord, you have to make a way. Like, I need you to give me a sign that you are making a way. And this past year, as I was praying as I was driving, really just begging, Lord, I need a sign that you are going to make a way for our little one and to show us how to get through all of this. I was passing a sign in front of a church that said, Jesus is the way maker. Mm-hmm. And at the same moment that was happening, my devotional was reciting from John, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Like at the same moment, right?
So amazing.
So as we took Shiloh into heart surgery this year, we were at SickKids for 14 days. I went down to the library at the hospital, brought up books for her, and it just happened to be during Passover, and all the books at the hospital are all about the Red Sea Road opening up and God making a way. And I'm like, how is that possible? And as we finally brought Shiloh home, there was all kinds of construction around SickKids, and the GPS took us away, and as we were stopped at a light, my husband said, Ann, look up at the street sign right here, and the street sign was Moses Way.
My word
is waymaker. I think, you know, that what's in the way is making a way. Those Israelites were in front of the Red Sea, and they say, well, look at Lord, that's in the way. But in God's hand, he will take what's in the way to make a way. That you will move closer to him, that you will walk in the way to be like Jesus. So I think sometimes we look at a new year. I've looked at New Year's kind of terrified. I don't see the way from point A to point B, Lord. There's not enough fearless in me, Lord. There's not enough authenticity in me, Lord. But if I see that, I don't have to make the way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And he will make a way through a new year for me. So I'm
I love that. Maker. Beautiful. Amazing.
I'm loving all
I'm loving this. Okay. So this one.
Yes, Melinda.
Oh, man. Is this word.
Yes.
Now, for some people who read this, they're like, that's my love language, presents. Presents, getting gifts. And that's why first when I heard this, I heard this, I'm like, God, thank you.
Yeah.
More presents, more gifts for me in 2020.
No.
Then I was like, is it me presenting myself in such a way? And it was very clear. God said, you need to be more present.
Mm-hmm.
What that means, deeply convicting, in that I need to be more present with him, with God.
Yeah.
I'm really busy, and sometimes work in ministry equals that I'm spending time with him, but really it's not.
Yeah.
I need to be more present with myself. Mm-hmm. There are times that I run away from being by myself and quiet with myself because I don't want to be, because I don't like this.
Yeah.
I heard God say you need to be more present with Chris, your husband,
mm-hmm.
and family. And even with friends, I'm constantly, my mind is going. I'm literally thinking of 100 things that are important. But God said, your present is this moment is the most important.
Yes.
And so that is a huge challenge.
So good.
It was actually terrifying to say it out loud because there's accountability when you go, hey, to the world on television, look at our words, and this is what we're going to be. But that's really what my word for 2020 is, to be more present in the moment, being in relationship with God and with people. Yes, authenticity, waymaker, present. Did any of those words resonate with you? Well, I'm so grateful for Anne and Linda, Melanie and Cheryl as they shared so authentically. And I do have to say, the word present. Wow, I had no idea that the COVID and pandemic was going to be happening so soon. And I was definitely present through the pandemic, as many of us were, present physically, but I also found myself more present mentally and emotionally and spiritually with my family, friends, and with God, and even myself. Less distractions. But it did feel a little ironic that I said present and then actually had to be present because I couldn't go anywhere, like many of us. Who knew? But as I look back on that show, the word present definitely set me up for an unexpected pivoting ahead. Well, this next New Year's Eve show was like many of our broadcast shows through the pandemic. Shot on Zoom, distance, mask, precautions, fear, confusion. And yet here at See Hear Love, we had to keep going, providing life-transforming content on all digital platforms, encouraging women around the world that they are seen, heard, and deeply loved by God. Here's that New Year's Eve conversation with Brooke, Cheryl, Joanne, and Linda on Zoom, but nonetheless filled with hope, laughter, and gratitude. So let's start with Joanna. And so it's your word, Joanna, and explanation.
Woo!
Yes.
Expand! Woo!
Be careful what you wish for, Joanna.
Gosh. Expand is hopefully not my waistline.
Right?
The COVID-15, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, expand is in my ministry, my work, expanding what I have as a vision of who God is. Stretching in all ways. Hopefully not always.
I love that word. I don't usually use expand in that way, so I really love that context, Joe, of that. That's great. Expand. Okay, excellent. Brooke, your word.
Yeah, I this year it is. Can you see that?
Yeah, we can. Gratitude.
Gratitude. I have learned this year that a grateful heart is like medicine. It really brings a change of perspective to the things that we are actually doing. This new year ahead, you know, I'm going to have a new little babe, and I'm probably going to be tired, maybe grouchy some days, and you know, wanting a nap. But I'm just going to like embrace it and be really grateful for all the things and gifts and opportunities that the Lord is going to give me.
Oh, that's beautiful. Gratitude. I love that. And it's not a word that you're thinking as we're going into 2021 with like what to expect, but I love that posture of gratitude. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Okay, Cheryl, your word. 2021, here
oh
we come. Let's see. Wait.
Can you see that?
Yeah.
Yes.
I can see it. Oh.
Okay. My word is trust. And this is me hanging on for dear life. So I like Joanna, lots of new things coming down the pipe next year. Not knowing what my next steps are. I like many of us just not, you know, we there's a phrase, we make a plan, God laughs, you know, like we have it all together. So I'm just hanging on and I'm going to trust God for it all. Yeah.
That's good. And I love the picture of you.
Learn from
middle.
2020.
So creative. Your little face.
Yeah. Like the roller coaster, right?
Yeah, that's good. So trust. I love that. And I think, you know what, honestly, in a year like this where we have no idea, that's what we can do. That's all we can do is trust, because we don't have any answers for what 2021 is going to be like or bring. So that's excellent. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Cheryl. Trust. Okay, Linda. Now you were yes, right, so, and then this year is?
Yes, again. Again. No, I'm kidding. Okay, this is my word.
Oh.
Reveal.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's actually based on a verse. So if you don't mind me reading, it's based out of 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8 to 10. It says, "We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body." Wow. And so my 2021, I carried the death of Jesus. We all carried the death of Jesus in 2020. And in 2021, may we carry the life of Jesus in our body so that he can be revealed in every area.
Wow. Amen.
So that's my word.
So death to life. That's what it's feeling like. 2020 is death and to life. All right. Well, mine is this one. And I don't know if you can see that. Open. And why it was open was because I have a bit of control issues, and I realized that 2020 kind of broke that open. It was like, man, you've got to just let it go. I was actually talking to Chris about my word, and he goes, I think that's good, because here's the thing about open. It's not about necessarily open to new things. It's actually being open to things that don't change. Open to, in the sameness, I will find gratitude. I will trust, right? I will expand. I will reveal the life of Christ, even in the mundane. So I love those. So reveal, expand, gratitude, trust, and open. And I'm surprised we didn't have the same words. Sometimes I'm always wondering if we'll have the same words, but that's amazing. I think it's needed to say again, expand, gratitude, trust, reveal, and open. Any of those words connect or resonate with you? Well, imagine that even through the pandemic, these are what we wanted for ourselves. And wanting for ourselves is the women that we want to become or are becoming is such a huge value for us here at See Here Love. We are always encouraging wonder, curiosity, learning, asking questions so we can create belonging and safety for the women that we meet. Well, here's another of our favorite New Year's Eve shows with Cheryl, Joanne, and Kimberly sharing our words around the couch. Now is our time to share our word that we want to live into this year. Like the women that we are wanting to become, I know we connected with this word. So the big reveal one at a time. Cheryl, why don't you start?
Absolutely. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, wait, what is it?
This word has been deeply prayed into. Cellulite.
Is less. Yeah, less or more. I don't know.
More.
I'm already living that
way.
Yeah.
Just joking.
Cellulite.
Joking. People,
2023. Joking.
My word is servanthood.
Oh, good.
I realized that in order to even move to any new spaces of leadership or any levels internally, I have to serve. And I just want more of a heart to serve people's visions, to have a servant heart. I feel like it changes everything. So,
you're so
I've been
good.
Living
servanthood.
Servanthood.
Yeah.
It's good. That's a lot.
It's heavy.
It's heavy, but it's good. You always come with heavy words like that.
Well,
every
cellulite
year.
Heavy.
All right, Joe.
I mean, I was joking on the break. I said Taco Bell. I wanted that to, I really wanted to live into that this year because I would actually like follow through. My word is send.
Oh, okay.
That's a great word. I'm thinking of that scripture, like, here am I, send me. Yeah. But I'm not just thinking about it for myself. Like, how am I sending others? How am I commissioning? How am I equipping the next generation and just churches to do the work that there is like good news. Yeah. I was just speaking with a Ukrainian Christian leader in the country. Mm-hmm. And like, if you want good news, just look at anywhere else that isn't North America about what God is doing in the church, because we can get so grumpy about it and jaded about it here, but there are amazing things, miraculous things. Mm-hmm. People are hungry and we need to go.
Yeah.
With the arrow pointing towards Kim and I.
She did art and everything. Send
like
them
send.
Out. This is my art.
Send.
Thank go. Thank you for calling this art.
Yes. Alex, is that art? Is that art
Alex
an arrow?
I disagree with that.
All
right.
You're very awesome. In tune. I love it. Okay. Oh, wait. Where's my
behind
word?
Behind the back. Okay.
Oh, another S other. Word. S.
Simple.
All these S's. Simple.
Oh. Here's why. I took on a lot of things this year. 3 jobs. Just because. And just all kinds of things. And it's too much.
Mm. Yeah.
And sometimes we have to realize when things are too much. Yeah. But all good things.
Yeah.
And I have fought with Jesus for literally months going, uh-uh. He's like, you need to give up this. Wow. You need to give up this. And I'm like, oh, no. Yeah. No. And we fought and fought until I actually went to the things I needed to give up and said, I need to step back. Mm-hmm. And my aunt once said, you need to live in the place where you have the greatest influence. And it's simple. Simpler food, simpler words. Like, I love you. Mm-hmm. I'm listening. I care. Simpler conversations about Jesus. Like, you're loved.
Wow.
Like, I just a simple, it just being with my husband, going kayaking, because that place to me is holy.
Love that. Yeah.
And just simply living into Jesus. I need more of
that. I love that.
Servanthood.
Servanthood send. Well, nobody told me. Okay, here's a word. It's a new word for many. Verger.
Oh.
It's verger. And it means there's 2 things. First, it means verger is this like flourishing of greenness. When you're walking through a meadow or something and it's green, it's like the verger. Look at the verger.
I like
and
it.
It's this flourishing of greenery. But the second is it means a condition of freshness, being healthy,
yes.
and with vigor, which means enthusiasm.
Yes.
It means with passion, physical and mental.
Wow.
And it means flourishing. And so when I saw this word, I was like, I want to live into that after a year of just, you know, hit with, you know, health challenges.
Yep.
This year is all about not just physical, but mental, spiritual, because I have gotten bogged down with a lot of the pain and challenge. Uh-huh. And I think this year is a reset to say, I want to live into verdure,
so good.
Flourishing, yeah. greenery. And maybe that's also I need to eat more greens and more vegetables.
I was just saying, you're going to have a garden.
Oh, and yes. have a garden, but also yes. just that vigor of enthusiasm for life.
Love
and
it.
So that yes. is my yes. word. Servanthood, send me, simple, and verger. And I still don't know how I came up with that word, verger. And I think I was trying to get all fancy, but that's the fun with words. You can be creative, grab your girlfriends and have a word party, or do what we do here at See Here Love and sit with 2 to 3 girlfriends around your living room and discuss your year and hopes for the new year. Do a word vision board, words you connect with, and spend some time journaling through different words and choose one or a few that inspire you. Choose words to ensure a flourishing and thriving life. Well, that's just like this next episode of Tryphena, Esther, and Cheryl sharing our life-giving words together.
Esther.
Let's go with Esther.
Okay, so my word is fearless.
Hey!
And hopefully you can read all that. So fearless because for years I just cared way too much about other people's opinions and afraid about failure and messing up and making wrong moves. Like I said, I'm very independent. So just I felt like everything was way down on me. And I feel like fearless for the new year, just walking in faith, walking in love, walking in how God views me and not living in fear about who I am, what people think about that, whether I'm doing good enough or not good enough, like all those things, those comparisons, just fearless. And I'm looking forward to seeing what that looks like.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that word.
Fearless. Okay. We're going to see how you do in the next year. There's accountability.
Right?
Every time you say this, I'm going to be like, and now you're accountable.
Oh, I'm aware. Right.
Trying to be fearless, girl. Tryphena, what about you?
Okay, so mine is free.
Ooh.
So can you to kind of go off the idea of congruency of like being authentic and free to myself? But so I'm in this unique season of life where after 7 years, both my kids are in school. We've just moved homes. My husband's a little more established in his career. I've decided I'm not going back to what I used to do. So I'm like, okay, there's a lot of freedom in that and a lot of terror. And so everyone's been asking me, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. And I've really been feeling that like heaviness and just, I feel like Holy Spirit's been realigning that to know you are actually free to figure out what you want to do. Like there's a freedom and there's a beauty in that. And as we re-enter the world, not to give into like those capitalist systems and structures of like, I need to be productive. I need to hustle. What does it look like to just live in my freedom of who God made me?
I love it.
Amazing. Okay, girl.
All right.
Cheryl.
Here's yours.
Okay. My word is, and here we go. Healing.
Oh. That's not what I expected.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I know. I don't want to get her emotional. I have, oh gosh, what's happening? I have for almost 7 seasons had warrior words. Huge, big, war-filled, Shira words. And I realized that I'm only as strong as I am in my inner being. Mm-hmm. And I'm only as productive as my emotional health and spiritual health. And so in order for me to have more impact, I need to have more healing. And so I am working on healing myself, healing relationships. I want to be a facilitator of healing for those that are in divisive demographics. I just want to see relationships, people, the world healed. I know it sounds really cheesy.
No, it's good.
Okay.
And again, for all the years we've been together for New Year's, you're right. It's always been these outward strong. And that's really like an internal inward.
Well, this is for someone. I just want to say this for someone. True power is healing. Mm-hmm. That's true power. That's how you
beautiful.
Measure.
I love that. Well, this is my word, and it might be an unfamiliar word for a few, but it's statio.
Oh.
Statio, which means being present in the moment. It also means holy pause. It also means doing one thing before you do another. And where I got this word was I was actually speaking with a Benedictine nun, Joan Chittister, and she was saying to me one of the monastic practices is statio. So before you do anything, you actually take 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour to be present before you enter into that thing.
Wow.
So when I was going to interview her, she told me, and this is the first time it's ever happened, you guys, in all the years I've done television and broadcast, she said, I took 45 minutes before I spoke to you, Melinda, to be present for you. I thought of you. I prayed for you. I thought of our conversation. I asked God to be in it. I centered myself. I focused on you. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, when I sat down with her, you could tell she was fully with me.
Yeah.
She was totally, fully present with me.
So good.
And something about Holy Spirit, it just boomed in my heart where I'm like, I want to be that.
Right.
I want to honor people when I'm with them. I want to honor and be fully present in a moment. Like right now, I want to be fully present and not thinking ahead of things. And it is a discipline. It is a discipline that I need to work on.
Love
holy
this.
Pause.
Love this.
Present in every moment. Fearless, free healing, and stadia. Well, this stadio, this word actually became my life motto. Not just a word for a year, being present in the moment or choosing holy pauses every day. And I guess that's the word I want to leave with you on this best of See, Hear, Love New Year's words. Will this new year be for you and for me stadio? Because the world may be or seem like it's an absolute chaos or mess around you. But you choosing stadio to be present, to give and receive love, to serve others, to do justice, to love mercy and to walk humbly with God, to listen and to pause and to exhale. And yes, even dance, which I think is the best way to end our New Year's Eve celebration with Sunite, Trifine, and Cheryl and I dancing into the new year with hope, joy, and love. Well, happy new year from all of us at See, Hear, Love, and I hope you'll join our community this year. All the info is at seehearlove.com.
We need to celebrate and turn up a little bit in here. So
okay.
We can all grab something on the table. So we're grabbing something on the table.
Oh my God.
I want everyone to line up right here.
My gosh.
We're dancing, okay?
Do this.
Yes.
What's happening?
Dancing. We've got.
So we're going
to
dance. There's going
to
be simple instructions. Okay. Jimmy, hit the music.
Okay.
We're going to start by going on the right.
Okay.
Right to the right.
Why am I doing this?
The Bible can feel overwhelming, confusing, or hard to believe. Scripture Untangled, a new podcast by the Canadian Bible Society, brings you interviews with culture leaders, leaders in ministry, and Bible thinkers to help you be inspired to dive into the Bible and understand it. Listen for free and subscribe to Scripture Untangled on your preferred podcast app. Visit scriptureuntangled.ca for more information.
Thank you for listening to See Hear Love, the podcast with Melinda Estabrooks. We are able to do See Hear Love because of these generous sponsors, Tyndale University. Melinda and I are both Tyndale alumni. Tyndale is where you will experience high-quality academics interwoven with faith and a community of students and faculty that challenges you to live authentically, to follow Christ, and actively engage your culture. Visit www.tyndale.ca. The Canadian Bible Society champions the Bible as the voice of God, revealing Jesus Christ, the living word. Go to www.biblesociety.ca. Please check out these amazing organizations who are doing life-transforming work and who we are proud to be partnered with.